Hi, I'm Haley, author of the book blog Brook and Binding.
And I'm Maddie, upcoming debut author of Take My Sunshine coming winter 2024. And this is
Lit Sis.
Hey, Mad.
Yeah, Haley.
Don't you have an Instagram?
I do have an Instagram. You can see all that I'm reading at Maddie Reads a Lot.
M-A-D-D-Y,
that
right?
That's right, M-A-D-D-Y.
And then don't you have another one?
I do. I do have a new Instagram that you can follow me for all of my author things at @EmmyGlenz_author.
@EmmyGlenz_author. I love it. I also have an Instagram.
Ooh, yes. Would you like to share?
It's Brook and Binding.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to see anything about Lit Sis itself, you can find information about Lit Sis at Lit Sis Podcast on Instagram as well.
Go check them out.
Happy Friday, Lit Sisners.
Hello.
I was about to do like the intro to like Good Mythical Morning or something. I felt myself like say like good, and then I was like, wait a minute, that's that. No.
Wrong show.
Yes. I've been watching a lot of them late at night when I've been probably needing to go to sleep, but instead I'll be like, oh, let me watch this GMM from months ago that I haven't seen. And
see, I like to do stuff like that too. It's like something mm-hmm. that I have in the background when I'm studying or if I'm like filling out notes for something.
Yeah.
It's like just a fun little thing to have in the background without me fully having to pay attention. So, mm-hmm.
very so
it's fun.
Just like, it was just like there in my head. So mm-hmm. no, but happy Friday, Lit Sisters. I hope you guys are having a good Friday. We are here to bring to you a subject that was brought up a couple weeks ago as a general idea of a discussion. And I was like, well, I think we've already done an episode on this. And lo and behold, we have not. So today we are talking about books we wished we DNF'd, but didn't.
Yeah. So I have, I know we said we were just going to keep a couple. So I am going for like my two stars, like things mm-hmm. like, yeah, stuff that's just low on the totem pole, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Even a couple of my two stars, I'm like, you know what? Like, you weren't too horrible compared to some of the other ones. And like, for example, I'm not going to do this because I know people would kill me, but To Kill a Mockingbird, I have as a low rating because I read it as like a freshman in high school.
You didn't see me, but I rolled my eyes.
I know, but it's like, you're not in the mental place to read something
not.
Like that. Like, I
think
not
if you reread
to,
it now, you would
I'm never,
it.
Never going to read
whatever.
It.
Whatever.
But anyway, so like stuff like that where it's like on my Goodreads, I have it rated fairly low, but it's also like subjective to the time that I read it and stuff like that. And obviously all of this stuff take as a grain of salt because probably some of the stuff that we're saying we did not like, some people maybe really did like.
Yes.
So
and I
we are
you.
Keeping that in mind.
I did have several low, I like one that I really wanted to put in there was Catch 22 by Joseph Heller. However, I did read it for school. And so I mm-hmm. felt like I couldn't put it on there.
Can't
because,
do that.
Because unlike most students, I read every book that was assigned to me.
I think I did
me,
too. The
except
only
for
one I like skimmed was Billy Budd or something like that. The like sailing one.
The
that's
only,
like the only one I skimmed.
I didn't read that one. The only okay. one that I used like spark notes on the side was Scarlet Letter. Because I felt like it was really hard to understand.
I read that one.
But I did
I
finish
that one.
I wouldn't have finished Catch 22 if it wasn't for school. But mm-hmm. I did. So I felt like I couldn't put that as well. So we were on the same.
So
same thing with that.
Yeah. So for me, I have on Goodreads, but also some of my Book of the Month. On Book of the Month, I have six things that I have sad faced. I'm not sure how many you have sad faced.
More than six. I just was looking at it the other day and it is quite a, I think it's double digits.
Oh, good.
22.
Wow, that's sad. So are your top three choices of wish I would DNF from those 22?
No, only one.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. So for me, like the dislike for a book of the month is like, yeah, no, this was a waste of my time. And some of them are correlating, but there is one in particular that I would like to mention that's on my Goodreads that's not on my book of the month. So I know you said you have five. So do we want to do like
well,
honorable
I cut it down.
Mention?
I did
or?
Cut it down to three because the other, I was kind of trying, I was reaching a little bit to try and get to like a minimum of five, but I cut it down to three.
Okay. Okay, so yeah. I have like two that are from my book of the month, and then I have one on my Goodreads that I can mention.
Yeah, and I have the reverse. So
oh, well, look at that. So I first off just would like to say, you know, some people in the world liked these books.
That is true.
And that's awesome for them. And I know we've talked about this in the past of like, we don't really like to not finish. Like, who knows if there's redemption, like if it's worth it, like give it a benefit of the doubt. And I think I like still somewhat hold to that as true. But a part of me is also like, there's only so much time in my life right now to read books. And so it's like, I don't want to waste my time.
Yes.
So I'm starting to maybe flirt with the idea of actually DNFing books. Yeah, I'm flirting with the idea.
Flirting with it.
But obviously the ones that we're going to be talking about are ones that we did finish that we wished we did not. So
yes.
For me, my first one that I will mention on Book of the Month is The Silence of the Girls by Pat Barker. And this I was so excited about because it's a mythology story.
You love good mythology.
I love stuff like this. Even my rating says, I love mythology, Roman, Greek, relations, like all this fun stuff. I said, but this book fell flat. It felt like a journey that had no real destination or reason for being taken. Very much of just like frustrated that like it felt like a waste of my time. So it's essentially about Helen of Troy. And there's this like concubine that like had Achilles. It's essentially about all these women. Let me just say the silence of the girls, all these women within like this type world that you think of with Odyssey and stuff like that. And like historic stuff, but also mythology stuff and like all of their stories. And there's like one girl in particular, like that concubine girl for Achilles. It's like Briseis, I don't know how to say it, but she, it says, it's just one among thousands of women living behind the scenes of the war, slaves and prostitutes and nurses and all these things. And so it's like, this is like from her perspective. And like, I just remember half the time feeling like, why are we following her perspective? Like, it just feels like such a waste of my time. Like, there are so many other better storytelling of this type of world that, like, I know. I feel like Pat Barker kind of has, like, a good reputation. And I feel like this book just was not there for me. And I was really, really sad about it. And it was, like I said, felt like a waste of my time, which was not great. So I would have for sure DNF because it took me forever and it's not even that long. Like it's a fairly small book and I feel like every time I picked it up I was like dreading reading it.
Oh,
so like if you're
fun.
Like dreading reading, like then it becomes a chore. Like that's not fun.
Yeah, that's so
you
true.
Don't want to do that. But yeah, that would be my first one.
Okay,
that I wish I would have DNF'd. Like it was not worth it to know anything about.
Okay. Oh my god. It's not even that early anymore. Why am I yawning still? Okay. My mentality in going into this was I wasn't going to choose books that after finishing them, I realized were bad. I'm going to choose books that like from
while
the
you were
get-go.
Reading them.
Yeah, I was like.
You're like, this is not good.
This isn't good. And that's why I should have DNF'd it. Because like there are some books, especially like in my dislikes, like The Only One Left by Riley Sager, I would have never DNF'd it. But I did rate it very low because of the overall arching storyline. And the same with like The Whispers by Ashley Audrain. I rated that super low, but I would have still wanted to know what happened. I wouldn't have DNF'd it. However, and those are both like mysteries. So it's fair that you want to know. However, this one has a mysterious element and I could not have given any thought to it. I did not care. Mm-hmm. And it was most recently The Disappearance of Astrid Brickard by Natasha Lester, which is why we even talked about this episode in the first place.
Wow.
It's because I was like, I'm not really feeling it. Like, I'm really not feeling it. And it was pretty long. It was over 400 pages. My review on Book of the Month says, Lester didn't do much to keep my attention nor keep me guessing. I wanted a bit more from the book. And in the end, I skimmed the last 240 pages, but still comprehended everything. Editing needed.
Wow.
And it's
so when was that? I can't even remember when that came out.
It
not
was
that long ago, right?
No, it was like January or February, very recent.
I'm trying to find it on a Book of the Month.
I think it was It was an add-on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. You're right.
So it won't say a specific one. But I read it in February. So I think it came in my February or January. It must come in my February book because it was published January 30th.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just read it.
So like, so it just felt like unnecessary, right? Like it just didn't feel like what was the point of this, you know?
It was
There were
so many little things. What were you going to say?
It's like, wasn't it supposed to kind of be Evelyn Hugo type situation.
I think they described it as like fashion version of like Daisy Jones and the Six, because because in Daisy Jones you're like, what happened to the band? Why'd they break up? Yeah. And this you're like, what happened to Astrid? Where'd she go? And I really there was very little to interest me. I think the thing was, it just was so much that was trying to be done but was not done well. So like a big part of the storyline was supposed to be these like three women in fashion who had all been, and they were like the grandmother, mother, and daughter, who had all in their like peak of, you know, their life had in fashion had all been kind of pushing up against the misogynistic tendencies of the fashion world. So like the one who is the grandmother, she was the muse of Christian Dior, which is actually, she's a real person, by the way. But she was also a fashion designer, but like she was always remembered as, oh, the muse of this man instead of this woman who was a good designer. And so like that was kind of trying to showcase that this bias still continues. However, there were like these little things that just kind of bothered me. Like, for example, when Astrid had her chapters, but again, the point of the book was trying to prove like women can exist on their own in the fashion world without being tied to a man. And anytime it was Astrid's chapter, and everybody else's chapter said their name. So it said like Mizza Brickard or like whatever, the Blythe Brickard. But on Astrid's chapters only, it said Astrid Brickard and Hawk Jones, which is the her like love interest slash the dad of her daughter. But I'm like, if you're trying to prove that like she can exist outside of the need to be identified by a man as well, why? It was just like this little thing, like, why are her chapters titled as Hawk when she's trying to separate herself from him? It was just very, very, just like very off random. And then there, it, again, over 400 pages. However, it felt like it was very not thoroughly researched well, and which is frustrating because so the author is from Australia, but she spent quite a bit of time in Paris. She says she like loves to go to Paris all the time. And so it takes place partially in Paris and partially in New York City. However, in New York City, I mean, both Paris and New York City are vibrant cities, no matter what decade that they're in. Mm-hmm. And she could have done so much more with the setting, and just like, it just fell flat. Like the random mentionings of like the office where you could see the Eiffel Tower. But it was like, I've been to Paris. I've been to New York City. You can very much describe that. Those could have been characters themselves. The settings could have been.
Yeah.
And it fell so flat because I was like, that there was very little. You could, exactly. It felt like you could be anywhere. And I was like, this doesn't feel Paris-y.
You're
like,
you feel fashion-y. Yeah. Like the fashion capital of the
world.
And
she's written other historical fiction books in Paris. And I'm like, are you describing Paris in these books at all?
Yeah, that would be
it just
a little nerve-wracking. Very like, curious.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, it very much frustrated me. It felt like someone was writing a book about Paris who had never been there. Like, so the fact that she's been there multiple times very shocked me. And then also in New York City's timeline, it bugged the crap out of me because that was in the 1970s. Again, these little tiny things where I just, like, anytime it popped up, I would just, like, roll my eyes and be like, I'm done. But, like, she mentioned the same two nightclubs five times each.
Oh, my word.
Five times each. The Electric Circus and Cheetah Clubs. She literally, the very first page mentions Electric Circus. And then it just, like, happens multiple times. And it's like, you could also just say a club. Like, they went to a club later. You don't have to, like, name drop. And then in the end, in her, like, notes, she's like, Electric Circus and Cheetah were real clubs back in the 70s. It's like, yeah, I get it. I'm aware. Those were the only two clubs that you heard of. That's why you kept using them. Anyway, it was just, like, little things like that where I felt like the writing was really bogged down by all these unnecessary details, but then also lack of details. And then I wasn't really interested in what happened to Astrid. It wasn't, like, It felt like
you don't care. I don't care at this point.
With a book titled "The Disappearance of Astrid Brickard," you would think that she would
sounds like a scandal.
Yeah, you'd emphasize a little bit of more of what happened to her, but it really doesn't. It you go through her story, but then after she disappears, there's no well, what happened to her? Let's try and figure it out. It was just kind of oh, she's gone.
So how soon into the story did you figure out, this is not good?
Probably page 70.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah. And again, like I said in my review, I skimmed so much of it at the end, but there was so much just filler words that were unnecessary that I was still able to comprehend everything that happened, and I was disappointed. So sorry, I talked a lot about this one, but it was very
messy. You're heated about this one. Very frustrated.
Yes.
So my next one is one that I don't think you'll be surprised that I'm going to say. This is also from Book of the Month, and I had, I knew it was a risk to pick it solely because I knew sometimes I like to just go out on a limb and grab something that I think has potential. Uh-huh. And this one had elements of potential that I was kind of intrigued by, but took so many turns that were so unnecessary. And I'm talking about The Prophets by Robert Jones Jr.
Oh, I remember you complaining about this one.
Yes. So my rating for Book of the Month is the dislike, sad face. This could have been an interesting read, and there were moments I didn't mind, but overall it felt confusing, long, and too abstract. He definitely took liberties with the literary fiction genre. There were it's essentially about, if I'm remembering correctly, these people who are I'm gonna see if it'll let me click the book and see if I can actually go to here we go. Isaiah and Samuel are these two slaves that are so it says something about Toni Morrison. That's why I'm I love Toni Morrison. Mm-hmm. I can give it a chance. Isaiah and Samuel are two slaves that apparently loved each other. And I'm trying to even harken back to this because I shoved it so deep in my mind. But it's about their struggles on the plantation. And then it was how the girl, the plantation daughter, I think, is also involved, or the wife is somehow involved. And then there's someone's kid is involved. And then there's harkening back to this grandma who was this witch spiritual someone something something that had all these weird abstract visions of being back in Africa, and it just felt a bazillion storylines trying to interweave to make it artistic, just to make it artistic, but then also throwing in stuff to make it not controversial, but just get people to talk about it. But could you imagine if this, what's the most craziest thing you could do? And it just took it just went so extreme. And then there was a big fire at one point, I'm pretty sure. And it's Toni Morrison is able to tell a really delicate story in a realistic way, but then also uses beautiful literary analysis to take you off onto another little journey. And this was this chapter, we're at the plantation. This chapter is a fever dream. This chapter, we're back to foundation, plantation. It was just cray. And I've gone off on it before in the past. And it just was, it could have been good. That's what I'm saying. There was potential for it to be interesting and for, it to touch multiple people and multiple people to be open to reading it. But the way that it was told, it was very confusing. It was just you ruined something that could have been very potential, very subtly, telling, making a point. And It was just just kidding. We're going to throw everything at the kitchen, from the kitchen sink at this. Good luck. We're trying to call it literary fiction. So that was not fun for me. I did not like that. So I gave it the benefit of the doubt, but I do remember sitting in my old living room reading one of those fever dreams and thinking to myself, what's happening right now? Why am I reading about this? What is going on? This is not even a part of the regular story. I don't understand. That could have been a for sure DNF. I would have been so happy to never have read that before. I would have been fine. So yeah, there's that.
Okay. My second one is Luckiest Girl Alive by Jessica Knoll. I have talked about this book a couple times of how much I didn't enjoy it. And it was definitely a book that I was not enjoying in the middle of it. First of all, I've talked about this before. Main character's name, Tiffany Finelli. Four capital letters in her full name. It's so bad. I've said it before. The reason that she has the four capital letters is that she ends up just going by like half of her name when she gets older, like Annie, Nelly or something. But you don't have to have them capitalized to do that. I should have just stopped reading then.
Like, character name. Yeah, who knows where this is going to go.
No, yeah, it's bad.
Yep. There are clues.
There are
some red flags there. Like,
yes. And I will spell it for you for those who have never read the book. It's, I can't remember if there's two F's or one in Tiffany, but I'll say two. T-I-F-F, capital A-N-I, and then F-A, capital N-E-L-L-I. I don't know. Was there an editor involved? Not sure. But that should clue me in. But it's also now a movie, I think, from Netflix. Yeah, with Mila Kunis.
Oh my word.
I could see it maybe being a better name. Maybe. I could see it being a better movie. I'm just going to check on IMDb. I could see it being a better movie than a book. Because the whole premise is that she survives like these two difficult traumatic moments. And she is then like in the modern day, like getting married or something. And then like, I think the anniversary of one of the trauma things is coming up. So like, then she has to end up telling her fiance about it. And then you like relive it with her in her head.
Is this the one where she like, you thought it was like a thriller and she grew up in this like home, but it wasn't?
No,
a different book.
That's okay, a different book. Okay. No, that was Girl A, I think you're thinking.
Yeah.
This one is, I'll just tell you what happened. So she gets sexually assaulted when she's younger, which is absolutely terrible. And then she survives a school shooting.
Yeah.
And it's like, first of all, why do all of these things need to be happening to this chick? And second of all, the way it's presented, I didn't even realize that a school shooting was happening until halfway through the scene. It's not very clear. So the writing is very odd. That's why I'm saying maybe it would be a better movie, better visually. But I just remember reading this book and being like, I don't really care what happens to Tiffany Finelli. And I'm not sure even what is really happening. And it could have been me. Obviously, some people liked this book enough that it became a movie. But it just wasn't for me. And I think I realized that very early on. I did skim a lot of it as well. Typically what I do if I know a book's not going to be good, I end up just skimming it so I can finish it quicker. But I probably should have just not wasted my time and just not finished it.
Yeah, sounds like it. I think you had a couple clues there.
Yeah, clues, I think so.
And close. I honestly feel like too recently that there has been a big wave of, hey, don't worry about DNFing. Like people, like it's okay.
Yeah,
I think there like, have been. The book world, people are like, no, I love books. I want to give it a chance. Like we've said that so many times, like I said earlier, but I feel like there is this such a wave of, hey, it's okay. And so it's like now maybe moving forward, we'll be okay with it. My last book, which I think will also not be a surprise to you. I have ranted about this a bazillion times. Such a Fun Age by Kylie Reed.
Oh, yes.
I don't understand why people like this book. It is horrid. I'm sorry, Kylie Reed. My first reaction, bless you.
Thank you.
The first reaction after finishing this book is that I did not like it. There were certain times that I was okay, but like, it just didn't feel like anything was going anywhere. Like the second half of the book was so crazy. The choices of the characters made no sense. At one point, this mom like straight up like is potentially like flirting and like gonna potentially cheat with this guy. And she left her baby sleeping at her house like napping.
Terrible.
Did you read this one?
No, I just sounds okay.
Half the way through of her like interacting with this character, she goes, oh, I forgot. My blah 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 is sleeping. She's taking a nap. Like, you are so self-centered that you
Oh
forgot
my
your
gosh.
child is sleeping at their, like, I don't understand. Anyway, yeah. So I said, at the very end, I said, I know this book is getting a lot of attention right now and does talk about some hot topics, but if you're wanting to read a book about racial issues, just read Small Great Things by Jodi Picoult instead.
Oh, nice.
Like, don't waste your time on this like hot topic book. Go read something that has stood the test of time for a couple more years. Like, come on
Yeah.
now. Yeah, did not like it. Did not like it. Just felt like so confusing and annoying. And like, one of my least favorite things I've decided is that when you go on a character, a journey with a character, whether it's a positive or negative, and then they end up back in the same place that they started, then I
Okay,
feel like,
you are
what's the point?
describing why I don't like Gone Girl.
I hear you.
Okay, thank you.
You know, I just love it.
Whatever.
I
You
just
know,
love it.
Kylie Reed has a new book. You gonna read it?
Never in my life.
Okay, good to know.
I will not. No, sorry. Sorry, Kylie. Yeah, I can't do it. So I, again, for a long time was very much of like trying to be on the up and like the newest books, the now, what's happening, and reading it whether I liked it or not. So then I could talk about it and have an opinion about it. But now I'm kind of like, let's suss it out. Like,
Yeah,
is
let's
this worth
suss it out. Can't
it? Is
waste
it
my
worth
time.
it? You know, and maybe if I would have read a couple reviews, I would have, you know, saved myself a lot of heartache and a lot of complaining that I had done over
I
time.
try not to read reviews. I really try not to. However, with some books that I've read recently that I haven't liked, aka the Astrid Ricard one, I
Yeah, if you
did
would have
read
read
some
the
reviews.
review, you've been
I
like,
did.
oh.
I read some reviews when I was like already reading the book, and I was like, oh man, they're already saying what I'm thinking, and I'm not even finished with it. Ooh.
Exactly.
So,
Oh.
my last one, we didn't cross over with any of these, which is probably a good thing, is Still Life by Sarah Winman. And I had these impressions that this was going to be a very good book. I feel like I'd seen a lot of reviews about it being a good book, and I just could not, I couldn't get into it. It
It
was
has
very
the
long.
look of a good book.
Has the look of a good book.
The cover
The
looks
cover
like,
is great. The
oh,
little
could be
like
intriguing.
parrot on it, and it's got
Yeah,
nice
you know
yellows
what?
and
It looks like a
blues.
lit nice literary fiction something
It
something.
does. And you know what? Some of the reviews were like, these characters will stay with me forever. And I was like, wow, I love that.
Yeah.
And when I actually read
Probably
it, I
in a
was
bad way.
made a mo no, but it was like, I think it was
Oh,
like a 5-star review. So I mean,
wow,
I don't
okay.
know. But when I just read it, I remember just thinking to myself, what the crap are these people doing? I
Yeah.
don't know. Like, I just didn't understand the motivation behind any of the characters.
Yeah.
I don't know. The description of the book didn't really feel like it fit what was actually happening. There were like, I thought it was going to be more about these two characters from these very crazy different walks of life who meet, and then they like meet up again later. Like, I thought it was going to be like this very old lady and this like young soldier man. I was like, these are people from very different walks of life. This would be interesting to see like how they interact with each other. I thought it was going to be maybe humorous as well. But then it like takes like a complete detour and describes the guy back in England, the soldier guy back in England, and the bar slash pub he lives in for like 100 pages. And I'm just like, what is happening? I thought we were going to be hanging out in Italy, which is where it's described and started. It made me think a little bit of how I felt about the Lincoln Highway, where I was like, oh, we're going on a road trip. And then it's like, JK, we're just gonna go back. And it's like, excuse me, what? This is not the premise that you told me. Anyway, so that's kind of how I felt about Still Life. So the whole time I was reading it, I just kind of was like waiting for like the magical spark that I had felt in the first few pages, and it never really happened again. So I probably should have just stopped.
Yeah.
So there we
Should have
go.
just stopped.
I
Love that.
should have just stopped. So there you go. These are the books that we probably should have DNF'd,
We probably
but did
could even do
not.
another episode of this another time because these
Oh,
are
we
some of the
could.
ones that like off the top of our heads have stuck with us. Yeah, so I think this could be a good reoccurring. Hey, let's check up because you know a lot of times
Yeah.
we do like a halfway point in June and then we do an ending. We do like our top five best and top, you know, five worst.
Yep.
And maybe like our halfway point, we could be like, should we have DNF'd any of these yet so far? You know, just kind of like keep checking in, seeing how we're doing. But hopefully, whatever you're reading right now, you're enjoying. So, what are you reading?
So I am currently reading, haven't started it yet, but I will be The Other Valley by Scott Alexander Howard, which I got from my Book of the Month, Marchbox. Very exciting premise. So it's about this young girl. I think she's like 16. And she lives in this valley where one part of the valley, one side of the valley is 20 years before, 20 years ago. The other side is 20 years in the future. And it's like, but it's like the same people.
So she goes between the two valleys?
She like works at like the border. And she, her goal is to like be on the council and who to decide who gets to cross the border and stuff like that.
That's cool.
And one day she like sees people cross the border that she knows aren't supposed to, but it's, but it's people that she knows and understands kind of their reasoning behind it. And then she kind of has to deal with this like moral decision of like, does she, you know, report this? And then she also starts to get in. She, what it is like, it's the, her friend, she knows her friend is going to die, so his parents come back to the past to see him while he's still alive. And so while she, even though she knows that he's destined to die, she starts getting closer and closer to him, and I think potentially wants to like mess with fate. So very intriguing premise. I have not started it yet though.
You know what, this has some potential red flags.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, I think the way you're describing it, I'm like, that's really intriguing. But also, like, sometimes when you mess with, like...
Oh, I thought you said, like, red flags is, like, a DNF. And I was like, why? No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't mess with time.
Don't do that, characters. So hopefully, let's see, you know. Who knows? I just hope that next week you're not like, this is a DNF. I wasted my time.
I hope not. You know how much I love time travel-y stuff. So I think, I hope that this hits that like sort of niche for me.
Let's hope so.
All right. So what are you reading?
So I have been literally tossing, like I have been rotating between three physical books because I cannot decide which one to read. Like one day I'll be like, yeah, for sure this one. And then the next day I'm like, yeah, maybe this one.
Oh my gosh.
So right now in my bag with me, I, which I mean, like, who knows?
I'm shaking my head right now.
Well, so in my bag with me, I have Foul Lady Fortune by Chloe Gong.
Okay.
So I'm not like, I have started this one, like I started this one maybe like a month ago. I started reading it and I was like, oh yeah, super intriguing, but it's a big book. And I think at that point I was not super ready to commit to that, but the storyline was intriguing to me because it's a world that I'm familiar with, which is awesome. But then I got The Resort like last month and 2 months ago by Sarah Ox. And I've talked about that too. And that's like a shorter book, but it's a little more thrillery and it's kind of like identity crisis. Like I'm trying to hide from my past and stuff like that. So they both are very intriguing to me, but I just, every time I sit down to try to read one, I just don't know which one I'm going to be in the mood for. So I kind of keep going back and forth. But what I have been in the mood for, which is crazy, is this audiobook I'm listening to.
Ooh.
I'm listening to Dune.
Oh, how's that going?
It's awesome. In love with it. So good. Anyway, so I could go off on that. But in my spare time, which is hardly at all, I will be like going between classes or be driving home or be putting the baby to bed. And I'll just be trying to listen to this audiobook. So it's like 20 hours and I'm like maybe a little under halfway through it. So I'm essentially through the first movie, if you've watched any of the movies, anybody. And then I am going to be starting because I just saw the second part of the movie. Amazing. So good. There were some people in the theater that I went to that they were like, man, that felt super long. Like I felt like I kept wondering when they were going to end it. And me and Max were like, I didn't feel that at all. It felt like perfect. It was awesome. I don't know what you're talking about.
We were like, we didn't want it to end.
Yeah. I was like, let's go. What else is going to, like the way that they told it was so, if you don't like world building, like if you don't like getting to know characters, then you're not going to like this movie. Like it's because it's not like straight up action the whole time. Like it's not like shooting and like, you know, going through space and pew, 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 you know, like stuff like that. Yeah. It's more of like, let's like, it's very like mystical as well. And there's like these prophecies Ooh. And stuff like that. And there's like this love story that kind of comes up. And so it's very cool. I very much enjoy it. And there was a couple of times when I was sitting in the theater and I was like, oh yeah, this is for me. Like, this is like my jam. This is so good. But anyway, so I'm listening to that in my spare time. So that's kind of what Love I'm it. Quote unquote reading.
What right you're reading. Now. It is reading.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, you guys. Well, I hope you guys have a little bit more guts to DNF books than we do, so you can prioritize your time better. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I always just want to give them a chance and then I really regret it. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Lit Sis. Let us know what books you have DNF'd, and I guess it's a reverse recommendation that we shouldn't read them. Thanks for taking a break from reading. Now go flip some pages. Thank you.